Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation about the mundane so that you can just drift off. As we often would say, this is the only podcast we hope you never get to the end of. I'm your host, Marco Timpano. Thank you for following us on Twitter at Listen and Sleep, or on Instagram, The Insomnia Project, or our website, insomniaproject.com, or wherever you listen to our podcast. Thank you so much. I've been receiving so much feedback from our listeners recently, and I really do appreciate it from everyone. Along with me today is Amanda Barker. Welcome.
I'm here, and I live to serve, Marco.
Fantastic.
That sounded sarcastic, and I didn't mean it to.
Just bring your microphone down a teensy bit. Do you mind?
Yeah. Are you keeping all this in the podcast?
I think I will.
Okay. Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Bloopers reel.
I should do a bloopers reel, which is often us just laughing uncontrollable or uncontrollably.
It's an adverb, yes.
Yes, there you go. Oh, we have one listener. Okay, so I need to start by saying one of our listeners, and I apologize because I cannot find where they reached out to us, wanted to say that you were 100% right with your explanation of Libby or the Libby app, remember,
okay,
from last week?
That it's an amalgamation of your, or it uses, I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember whatever you said was right.
I think I said something like, you get on the Libby app and it connects to your local library, and or it uses or resources many libraries in your network, in your system, or just around the world. I don't know, but it's somehow I knew it 2 weeks ago and don't know it now.
How great would it be if you said it wrong today and then that listener has to say she was wrong this time?
You know, it's amazing. I don't know what we're actually meant to be talking about today, but it's amazing what lives in your subconscious.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you a story that this Libby thing just reminded me of, in that I don't remember the answer now, but apparently I knew it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So when I was 21, I had surgery and I lived in a very small town, and I was in my high school years a very sought after babysitter.
Oh.
In my town. Oh yeah. You would book me for New Year's, you know, months in advance. I was one of the babysitters of the town. So anyway, I babysat this one family. Should I say their last name?
No, probably not.
Okay. Well, anyway, they were lovely, and they were like family, extended family to me and I to them, I think, I hope. And so they had a cousin that would come over a lot. Her name was Mariah. And so she was pretty funny, and I got to know her over the years.
Was she a good singer?
Yeah. I mean, the poor thing, her whole life, right?
Listen, I didn't name her. I'm just asking
her
a question.
Her whole life. Well, it's interesting that you say you didn't name her, because the person that did name her was her mom. And her mom was a nurse. And so I guess when I was coming to, her mom, Emily, was in the recovery room.
Sure.
Because she was a nurse
at
that hospital.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
And I don't have any memory of that, but hours later, she said to me, I don't know if you remember, I was in here earlier and I said, I don't. She goes, oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that yes, Mariah does love eating celery with Cheese Whiz. And I went, what? And she said, you asked me if Mariah still loved to eat celery with Cheese Whiz because it was a favorite snack of hers. Now, I had no conscious memory of Mariah eating this snack in that moment or any time since, but apparently in my subconscious state, I tapped into the memory of her daughter eating Cheese Whiz with celery.
Wow.
So things live in your subconscious, that Cheese Whiz, celery, and the Libby app, the mechanics of it.
Wow.
So there you go.
You know, it's funny you say she gets that all the time. I get when we're in a store and Amanda says my name out loud, people always respond with Polo for Marco Polo.
Every time. The bigger the store, the more they respond.
Yes.
In fact, I hate yelling your name anywhere because it's just going to
elicit that.
Make that, yeah.
And it bothers Amanda more than it bothers me now.
Right.
And it's all.
You're not hearing it because I'm the one seeking you. So I'm yelling, Marco.
Right.
Throughout the store.
Oh, I hear it all the time when people ask my name. If I go to a counter and they say your name, and I'll say Marco, and before I get to say my last name, they say Polo, or this is my favorite. So my last name is Timpano. That's the way I say it. In Italian, it's Timpano. But in English, I say Timpano.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, can I get your last name? I'll say Timpano. And they'll think I'm saying my first name, Tim, and my last name, Pano.
Yeah, I've seen that happen to you in real time.
So now I say it whenever someone asks me, I say, last name starts with a T so that they can start putting that into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say my last name.
Not so much now, but for most of my growing up, because my last name is Barker,
yes,
I would get, is Bob your uncle? Or are you related to Bob? Bob Barker being, I guess, the most famous Barker out there. I don't get it so much anymore because he's since retired. But
for our listeners who are not in North America and might not get
that's
the
a very
Price
American
is Right
reference.
He was the longtime host of a game show called The Price of Right, The Price is Right.
Yes.
Which you can find in other countries under different names. Like I've seen it in Italy. I've seen it in France. You know, I've seen it like Wheel
oh,
of Fortune.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But in different, with different hosts.
Different hosts.
He was in one of the Adam Sandler movies. What's the one with golf? Is that Bidley Madison? No.
Isn't that Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore. Yes. So there's a very famous scene with Bob Barker, who was an avid golfer. And it should be noted, animal rights enthusiast. And Adam Sandler in that movie. So if you were like, oh, who is that? Well, that's who it is. I feel like people know him. But then again, we all think people know who we know, right?
Sure.
We all think
sure.
We have the same reference level. I also get Baker a lot. A lot. You've seen that happen in real time.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes I'll just say.
All the time, in
Baker.
Fact. What?
Oh, I'm just kidding. shall I tell my Price is Right story?
Yeah, sure.
And I'll try to
is
not.
Is that what we're talking about, the Price is
well,
Right?
Well, I just thought it was a segue before
the soothing sounds of the Price is Right.
I'm going to keep it very calm. But my favorite, what's your favorite game on the Price is Right?
I mean, listen, I remember the day I was home from school, or maybe it was summer, and they introduced for the very first time Plinko. And I was so excited about Plinko, and I'm still to this day excited about Plinko. So I know what yours is, and that's my like other favorite game, was always my other favorite.
Don't steal my game is your favorite.
But I'm going to let you have that one, and I'm going to go with Plinko, and my least favorite is the golf game.
Oh, really? Okay.
I hate that game.
All right. The yodeler, the alpine yodeler is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It often reminds me of my grandfather, who was an alpine.
Did he yodel?
No, he didn't yodel, but he was an alpine soldier. So he had the alpine hat. And
he was an alpine soldier?
Well, he was an alpino is what they call him, but he was a soldier too. And he was in the alpine forces back in the day.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He was an alpine soldier?
Yeah, someone who...
What does that mean? He defended the Alpines?
Yeah, the Alps. Something like
really?
That. I'm not exactly sure. Look it up and then tell us.
So you're an alpine person.
Well, my mother's side.
An alpino?
Alpino.
I didn't even mean to make that awful joke.
But you did.
But what is it called, actually? Alpino?
Alpino, yeah. Yeah. Have you never seen pictures of my grandfather with the alpine hat on?
I've seen pictures of little you with an alpine hat
on.
Well,
sure.
But I thought it was all like, look, we put an alpine hat on this little baby.
No,
it's so cute.
That was the style. Toddler. That was the style that my family, my mother's family, wanted me to adopt.
And?
And I love it. I think I look good in an alpine hat. I should wear it out going around town.
Do you identify as an alpiner or alpino?
Alpino? No, because I'm not. I'm not someone who roams the Alps or knows the Alps well.
What if you went to the Alps? Would you know what to do? Do you think it's in your blood?
I don't know if it's in my blood, if one can navigate the Alps because they're
okay, fair enough.
Forefathers.
I'm just being an idiot.
But I do them. I think they look great. I love the Alps.
All right. So.
So when we were in Las Vegas, I think it was Christmas time too, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We went to Christmas for Las Vegas for Christmas, which I actually don't recommend.
I want to mention this as well. Next week will be our last episode for this season. And then in December, we're going to have an episode every day, which will be the holiday episodes.
Every day?
Yeah, in December, yeah.
Like 31 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus the 6 days after.
But,
so.
But what about the rest of November?
No, we're doing this week and next week, and that ends November.
No.
For Wednesdays. We do it every Wednesday.
There's at least one more Wednesday after that in November.
I don't think
there
so.
Isn't?
No. No, I Are looked at.
Sure?
Well, you have a phone. Take a look.
Okay.
I
don't have one here.
Well, I tell the story.
I didn't want to be distracted with my phone. I wanted to be fully engaged in this alpine stuff I'm just learning.
Oh, you're right.
About.
There's two more. There's
yeah.
two more episodes.
Calendars.
Before. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we were in Las Vegas, and while Amanda doesn't recommend Vegas for Christmas, I thought it was great, and
no,
I recommend it.
No, you didn't.
I loved it.
No, this is lies.
I like Vegas.
Do we have Vegas listeners that you're trying to appease?
I'm sure we have listeners
Did
in Las Vegas.
Did you actually like it?
I like Las Vegas. I don't necessarily like going to Las Vegas with you because you
Wow.
Know, well, no, because you always...
I'm not fun.
You're not fun in Vegas.
Listen, here's my thing. Here's what you need to know about me. I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. And I don't really have much time for it. I like the free drinks.
Sure.
A free pineapple cocktail is nice.
What Amanda's not telling you is she's not a gambler, but she also likes to ruin your gambling experience.
This is not true. And I thought we didn't talk about negative things.
We don't. We don't.
Well, you're ruining my sleep by talking about one time I told you I could feel that the table was not lucky and you got very mad at me. Well, excuse me for being honest.
I was doing
with my
well
feelings.
At that table. And you
and then I walked
it.
Over like William H. Macy.
You were the cool.
And I stood next to you. And it was, I just, yeah.
We had fun in Vegas because Michelle Miracle, our dear friend.
Yes.
Came and hung out. She drove from Los Angeles to hang out with us. And if you're going to be in Las Vegas
She
with
actually
anyone,
was in Vegas with us twice. We've done two Vegases with her.
Do you not
remember that?
I recommend if you go to Vegas, make sure Michelle Miracle's there with you. When was the other time she was in Vegas
okay,
with us?
So Michelle, okay, so we
went. I'm never going to get to my Price is Right story.
I mean, we went to Vegas for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell you it was, do you remember the year? Let's see if
2018.
You and calendars and dates. Okay, so it would have been 2009
oh, really?
Into 2010.
Oh, that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we weren't married yet. And I remember it because my mom spent a good deal of Vegas trying to ask me things that I wanted for my wedding shower, which would have been the following spring. So that's how I know. Anyway, so we went to Vegas. And yes, Michelle Miracle drove from LA and visited us. But we also had another Vegas experience.
With Michelle Miracle.
Because we went to our friend's wedding.
Our
friend
right.
got married in Vegas. And he lives in Vegas.
That's right.
And so that's two Vegas experiences we've had with her, which is really funny, actually, when I think about it.
Listen, if you can travel with Michelle Miracle, that's the person you want to travel with.
For starters, her name is Michelle Miracle. So
it doesn't get better than that.
Which apparently is a derivative of Merkel, like Angela Merkel.
Could be her long-distance relative.
And if you don't know who Angela Merkel is, she hosts The Price is Right in Germany.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
Imagine. She'd be great.
She'd be awesome.
She'd be fair.
I think the host of Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune in Germany looks like Angela Merkel, if
really?
I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I'll look it up.
I bet they could defend the Alpines
if they need to. I know.
With your grandfather. Okay. Tell us your Price is Right story.
So when we were in Vegas with Michelle Miracle, but she hadn't arrived yet, your parents got us tickets to the Price is Right Vegas show, where they basically do the Price is Right without the host you see on television, but they bring out the games and you get the opportunity to maybe go up on stage and bid on a prize.
It's not televised, but you get to live out your Price is Right fantasies, although in a maybe smaller, more containable way, in that the prizes are a little bit of a lower rent situation, if you will.
I don't think they were lower rent. I just think it was harder to win.
They were lower.
And you didn't get to stay up in contestants' row if you got up there. Every round, they called up five new people.
But they were not as nice as the ones on TV, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'll tell you why at the end, but I'll let you tell your story.
Okay, so we're in line to get our name tag, and my wife, Amanda, is going a little bit crazy.
I like that you say my wife. I know who I am.
Well, I'm just illustrating. Can I tell the story?
This is
there's a buildup to the story.
I think we've taken a turn in this podcast, and I think it's turned into marital banter. I know it has.
One of our listeners says they love our banter. They're probably going to be like, I wish I never said it, because now they're just...
I'm not soothing enough. And
this is why we have a season end. Because I need to sort of regroup and
this
recalibrate.
This is the Jump the Shark episode.
This is the Jump the Shark.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I remember that episode, but
yes,
I'll get back
to it. Yes, me too. I was being babysat by Faith.
Was she a good babysitter?
She was pretty good. She would eat all the ice cream, but she was pretty good.
When did you jump the shark as a babysitter?
Oh, well, it was with a family in grade 11, and I... Truly, you want me to tell you?
Yeah. I mean, don't tell it if it's going to land you in jail or something.
No. I invited my boyfriend over.
Oh, here we go.
So.
Okay.
And it was all fun and everybody knew each other. But then I thought the kids were napping, but I was making out with him.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is why I wasn't sure. And it was a moment I'll never forget, because one of the kids came down and said, hey, Amanda, I don't know if you want to come upstairs and, I don't know, babysit for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's a yoga teacher in Vancouver now.
Have you ever told her that moment?
I'll tell you something, and I don't mean it in a negative way, really, but whenever someone says, like, what do you regret in life?
Mm-hmm.
I have very, very few regrets in life, but that is always the first thing I think of when people say, what do you regret? And I regret my actions that day. I really do, even though I was 16 and, you know, whatever.
That's what happens when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
So where was I now?
Now, just so I'm clear, I was kissing him. I wasn't like...
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
It didn't...
Don't make me put an E rating on this show, because I haven't had to do that.
Okay. So tell us about The Price is Right, because I know you want to.
So my wife is getting a little bit...
Again, I'm the wife.
Yes.
You don't have to use a pronoun. I'm here.
Okay. Well, Amanda, who's here, and also my wife, was getting a little bit, I don't know, agitated, overexcited when they were writing out our names. And she was a little bit too much, weren't you? And so the person...
I don't find this soothing, for the record. I guess it's not intended for me.
No, it's not. It's also intended... Listen, a lot of our listeners view us as their friends that they listen to while they're at work. And
we know someone who road tripped with us.
Who road tripped with us?
Our dear friend who wrote so many wonderful cookbooks. She listened to this podcast all the drive out to the East Coast and back. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was actually, I might have been in a few of those, but that was a while ago.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, she told us that.
Oh.
Yeah, in Waterloo.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Anyway.
So I'm going to say this. Amanda was a bit excited. And I was like trying to calm you down. And so I have a feeling they thought, oh, this is a fun group, but that lady is a bit too much, but her husband is awesome.
Yeah, that's why I was being so excited. It's the rule of improv. You don't invite the crazy person up on stage. You invite their friend so as to create a lot of excitement in the crowd. But you don't want that person on stage. You want their friend on stage.
So are you saying you were doing that so I would get
100%.
Picked? I don't think so.
100% I was. Okay. I knew that's exactly what would happen.
So we're there.
Really? We've never had this conversation.
No, we haven't.
I knew exactly that that's what would happen.
Or did you think they would pick you?
No, I didn't, because I didn't think they'd pick, because they don't normally, they pick the friend.
The
usually.
Friend. Okay.
Anyway,
so.
Whatever. They didn't pick me. They picked you. You're the special one. You got to go up.
My name
let's
got
see
called.
Let's see how that turns out for you.
My name got called. And it was like time stood still. I could see not colors nor shapes. I didn't know what to do. I understand when you watch the show and the person gets called and they're just suspended. You just can't believe it. And so somehow my body got from the seat with you and your parents to the stage.
See, I think we need to go back to Vegas and I will do the show.
Sure.
And you can be the crazy one.
Sure.
I'll go up on stage.
I'll be happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they called my name. I'm down there in contestants row. I don't remember who was to the right of me. I don't remember who was to the left of me.
You were on the end.
I was on the end. So was I the last one called for that?
Last or first, but you were on the, I believe, the left-hand side.
Okay, so they wheel out the item that I'm supposed to bid on. And it's those, you know, those heat lamps that you have on restaurant patios in the cooler times. And they kind of are, you know, flames under a kind of, looks like a hat.
Patio lamp.
Patio yeah. lamp, yeah.
They're very popular now because patios have been so popular in the last 2 years.
But in 2008...
They weren't as popular.
They weren't as
true.
Popular. So I had no idea.
Nor what... were they in 2009 when you were there.
Right. Okay. So I, of course, you know, my in-laws had said, we will help you. We watch it all the time. I turned to look at my family to get help. And it's as if they're trying to avoid my eye contact. They're not answering. They're looking everywhere but me. It looks like they're embarrassed. And I don't have a price. So the host is like, Marco,
I didn't want to give you a bum steer.
Well, you kind of did because you left me hanging there.
We were figuring it out. We were discussing amongst ourselves, I think.
No, you weren't. Your parents were not even looking towards me.
Well,
they were trying
okay.
to avoid me.
Anyway.
Anyways, so I was stuck.
How's it going to end?
It's going to end amazingly. So I decide to pick my favorite number. So I said $333.
Actually, which is a really fair price for a patio heater, like a big one.
Yeah, I thought
it was a tall one.
Yeah, it was a tall one. It looked like it was copper in color.
And?
And I think I underbid and I did not get pulled up. And had I got pulled up.
Oh, you overbid.
Oh, what was it? How much was it?
This is my point.
Oh,
so
okay.
This is my point about that whole show. So you overbid, and actually I think everyone overbid and then they had to do it again, but that was an overbid. So what I'm saying is even the patio lantern wasn't worth $333. I think it was like $160 or something. So it's a pretty cheap patio lantern or whatever they're called, patio heater. And the car, am I okay to
No,
cut
because
to the
I
end?
Just wanted to say this before we get to the car.
Which
I didn't win.
Spoiler alert. We do not have a car from 2009.
I did not get called up on stage because I did not bet the right amount of money.
No.
But had I been able to go on stage, it was the yodel.
Yeah, it was
the Alpine yodeler.
Game.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to go. I mean, if there is ever a reason to go back to Vegas, it's not our dear friends that live there. It's so that you can try to get a chance to play the yodely game.
I will tell you this. I did not get to win. But the excitement of just being called and going down there and bidding was enough. I had, like, for me, that was a highlight, and I'll never forget that experience.
No, I feel like you have forgotten the year, how that you overbid, how it ended. Do you remember how that night ended?
In a drunken haze. No, I don't remember.
No. I mean the game. I mean Price is Right. Do you remember how Price is Right ended?
In the Las Vegas one? Yeah, both people did not win.
Both people didn't win because they both overbid. And it was a trip and a car. And all in, it was worth like $16,000. it wasn't worth. So they both bid in the 20s, which is a respectable amount for a trip in a car. And you think, well, they overestimate some of these things anyway. And it was a very, very cheap car. I don't even know if it was allowed on the road. Like it was.
No,
like,
it was a brand you would know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it was a lot of things. A lot of the big thing was people kept overbidding, and unlike on the show, or maybe they, and you had to be within, for the showcase showdown, you had to be within 5,000. Like
you had to be close to the amount.
Yeah,
I remember.
You couldn't. If you couldn't underbid and then be the one that won it or whatever.
You couldn't bid a dollar if the other person went over. You wouldn't win. You had to be within
a certain
rules.
Yeah,
there was different rules.
Anyway, nobody won, but we won the memory.
Speaking of memories, I remember being so excited to watch the Jump the Shark episode. Mm-hmm. And if people are wondering what that means, there was an episode of Happy Days where the Fonz was going to water ski over a shark.
With a motorcycle, though, too, right?
No.
Wasn't his motorcycle part of it?
No.
I thought he was going to motorcycle jump over the shark.
No.
Oh, so it was a...
No, I think he motorcycle jumped over something else, but this
but
was...
In what world did the Fonz take up water skiing?
Well, that's why they call it jumping the shark. So the term, if you're not aware, means you've gotten to a point where the show will never be as good as it once was, and you're picking something outrageous to do, and the show will never come back to where it once was. So that term is when you jump the shark, when you've done something so outlandish or so off-brand that you've deviated from what was great to the absurd or to something that is no longer as great. And that's jumping the shark.
Like just... It's like they're grasping at straws with plots. Yeah, I don't really remember, but I do remember it was a two-parter.
Yeah,
it was a two-parter. To be continued. And we were very worried that the Fonz, something bad would happen to the Fonz. I do remember.
I loved the Fonz, and I loved Henry Winkler, and I still love Henry Winkler. Everything he does, he's great in, and I hear he's the nicest person.
That's what they say.
Listen, the Fonz / Henry Winkler, if you ever want to be on the podcast.
He probably would.
He probably would.
But how are people going to sleep to the Fonz?
You can't sleep
to
the Fonz.
Too exciting.
You can't sleep to the Fonz.
This is a very North American episode. Price is and very 1980s episode. Yeah. Like Price is Right, Happy Days.
I don't think I could do
if you were born in like... I don't know, in England in the 2000s. You're like, I don't know what these old American Canadian people are talking about.
Sure, sure. Or maybe they'll go back and watch the pre-Jump the Shark episodes. I don't think I could do an episode with Henry Winkler as my guest. I would be too excited.
Yeah, you're right.
He's so great in Barry.
Barry is such a great show.
He's so great in it. Well, listen, Amanda.
What did you intend to talk about today? Because I can't imagine it was... your experience in Vegas.
No, it wasn't. But I'm going to call this episode The Jump. I hope this isn't the episode where we jumped the shark.
I feel like we did.
Oh, no.
Talking about Vegas, of all things. But you know what's funny about sleep and Vegas?
Yes.
I will say this. I find casinos very relaxing. And I don't know why, but I do. It might be because I started working on cruise ships when I was 22, I think. And there's something about, and I always had to walk through them for various, like from my cabin to work and so on. So the din of casinos, that just constant hum of bells and so on.
Sure.
And machines and all of that and the lights of it. I find them very, very soothing, very relaxing. And I worked and lived in a casino for 5 weeks in New Jersey, barely left the building. I just would go to the beach whenever I had time in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I found it very soothing, very relaxing. There's something almost very homey to me about a casino. I know that sounds very weird.
No, it doesn't at all.
I've always felt that way.
There's something to be said about that, the sound of multiple things making the same sort of sound and a rhythmic feel of lights. That can certainly
relax.
There's
the machinery of it, the people sort of zoning out,
sure.
Staring at the machines. I don't know, all of it, you know, I just find it very soothing. Like just the calm, the din,
sure,
if you will, of it. And I did in Atlantic City, too. I always just felt like, this is my home. I almost felt like maybe, you know, if you believe in past lives, that I had a past life personality that lived at a casino or
could
worked
be.
In one. I don't know. It
could
always
be.
Felt weirdly familiar to me.
Sure. Sure. We saw some Vegas shows, too. Those were fun.
We did. I liked working in a casino. I liked living and working in a casino, believe it or not. Although I don't know if I would do it forever. You and I performed in a casino in Windsor that time.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, that was the first casino. And then I did a bunch of other things. But so this is news to me that you actually like Vegas. I didn't think you liked Vegas.
I do like Vegas. There's something about Vegas that appeals to me. I have, besides our friend, I have other friends in Vegas as well.
You do?
Yeah. My old dentist.
Right.
Both of them, husband and wife team, are friends of the family. I shouldn't say my dentist, my former dentist. They're close friends of my family who were also my dentists who moved to Las Vegas.
We should get our dentist to do an episode of this because he can be very soothing.
Our dentist is awesome.
He's wonderful. And I actually know him because of my work in radio, believe it or not. And that's how he became my dentist. That's a story for another time,
I think. I think it is. I think we're at the end of our episode.
I can't even believe it.
I can't believe it either. I can't believe you thought the Fonz drove a motorcycle over a shark.
Yeah, I thought it was a motorcycle on water skis. I was like 5 when I watched
Fair
it.
Fair enough. So. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us if you've stayed this far. I hope this episode did not jump the shark. But if it did, I hope you had a few chuckles along the way. And tune in next week for more Insomnia Project. Thank you for all the correspondence, the emails, the texts, the tweets, and all the other ways people are getting in touch with us. I will do my best to respond. And thank you for listening. Until next time, Amanda and I hope you listen and sleep.